I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
Thank you for sharing Tuesday afternoon with us. KSL News Time, 4:15. The three things you need to know this hour. First,
the road into Garden City by Bear Lake is going to get safer soon. UDOT's going to build a runaway new truck ramp. I'm KSL News Radio's Mary Richards.
Second, the bill that would cap the cost of insulin was approved by the Utah House today. It now goes to the Utah Senate. Third, our biggest traffic trouble spot, we're brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus.
A crash northbound on I-15 at the Beck Street Highway 89 split, with the vehicles to the right causing stop-and-go delays back to downtown Salt Lake City. Also a crash that was in the intersection of SR 36 at Mills Junction, causing southbound backups on Main Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Lots of sunshine today. High temperatures at 40. I'm Grant Wayman, KSL Weather Center.
It's 38 degrees in Salt Lake City now. KSL's top national stories.
From ABC News, I'm Daria Albinger. How low can they go? A sell-off continued on Wall Street with investors worried about what the novel coronavirus could do to the global economy. Art Hogan, chief market strategist with National Securities.
Both ends of this trade have extended. We are certainly in the short run overbought in treasuries. We're certainly oversold in stocks because it's happened so quickly. We've moved away from our average prices abruptly in a short period of time.
The Dow gave up 879 points, down more than 3%. A warning from the CDC may have spooked traders. It says it's no longer a matter of if, but when the virus could become a pandemic and that Americans should prepare for a significant disruption. A big change at the Walt Disney Company. The parent company of ABC News announcing the appointment of a new CEO, Bob Chapek, who recently ran Disney's Parks, Experiences, and Products Division.
The challenge going forward is going to be, how do we continue to have a leg up on our competition and understand when the market's changing and stay ahead of that so that we're proactively transforming as opposed to in any way reacting.
Chapek replaces Bob Iger effective immediately. Iger will take on the role of executive chairman through the end of next year. Seven candidates debate tonight in South Carolina ahead of Saturday's primary.
His convincing victory in the Nevada caucus has left Senator Bernie Sanders the most likely to be the punching bag this evening. Joe Biden, desperate to breathe some new life into his campaign, has bought ads in this state reminding voters that he served 8 years as vice president and casting himself against the senator from Vermont.
When it comes to building on President Obama's legacy, Bernie Sanders just can't be trusted.
The campaigns of Tom Steyer and Michael Bloomberg also have vowed to go after Sanders in tonight's debate. Jim Ryan, ABC News, Charleston.
Harvey Weinstein's attorney says his client is still hospitalized, but he's in good spirits a day after his conviction. You're listening to ABC News.
Hey, this is Jake the Computer Boy. Whoops, I meant Computer Guy from PC Laptops in Salt Lake City. You haven't heard me on the radio doing commercials in a long time because I've been learning all the ins and outs of PC Laptops, the company my dad, Dan the Laptop Man, started 21 years ago. I've been working at our corporate headquarters designing and building new computers for you. I design and hand build the new PC Laptops S1 desktop, and it's just $799 with a lifetime warranty. Each one is built to perfection, blazing fast and beautiful, and backed forever with a rock-solid lifetime warranty. And it's only $799.
Thanks, Jake. I love you, son. Dan the Laptop Man here. To make it impossible to resist, we're doing 12-month special financing on any PC Laptops desktop or laptop computer. Have I lost my mind? Call us at 1-877-596-7283 for details or check us out at PCLaptops.com. That's PCLaptops.com, where we love you.
Time for the KSL In-Depth.
KSL. KSL Sports, we've been talking about BYU basketball's big win over the weekend. Their ranking shot up. They're number 17. They're also number 14 after ravaging Gonzaga. We'll get into that. Mitch Harper is the host of Cougar Sports Saturday. He's joining us live now. So explain this. They're number 17 and they're number 14.
Yeah, number 17 in the Associated Press Top 25, which is a bunch of writers around the country voting on the top 25. But the more important ranking is the number 14, which is the net ranking. Now, that's the ranking used by the NCAA selection committee that puts together the NCAA tournament in March. So that's probably the most impressive ranking, and it's the most important one for BYU heading into March.
Okay, everybody's loving this story about the coach, Mark Pope, after the game slamming down his credit card. He bought dinner for 200 people at Cubby's. He has to be stoked heading toward this weekend in Pepperdine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, Mark Pope has brought a ton of energy to this BYU basketball program, and he promised the students on Friday, if they won, that he would take them out to eat, and he lived up to that promise, and like you said, threw down that credit card and racked up upwards to $1,600 is what it ended up being. But, yeah, Mark Pope is a ton of energy, and it's translating both on and off the court for this BYU basketball program.
Well, we will sit him down long enough for the coaches' show. 9 o'clock tonight here on KSL News Radio. Mitch, good to hear from you. KSL News Time 420. Let's get to the traffic. We have an emergency report brought to you by Mountain America's 3% balance transfer bonus. Here's Ricky Meese.
It's a little bit of a rough ride on northbound I-15 right now. We had a crash northbound at the Beck Street Highway 89 split. Involved multiple vehicles. They were quickly put to the shoulders out of traffic, but not before causing stop-and-go delays back past the I-80 junction. And more heavy and slow traffic building northbound I-15 from the I-80-201 interchange into downtown Salt Lake City. Now, from the north interchange all the way to the Kaysville Ponds, you're running at good speeds and just a little bit of busy traffic building in Layton. No problems, Legacy, or I-215's north end. Jared?
Back out to Stansbury, we have cleared the crash at SR36 and Center Street, but you are going to see some residual delays behind that. Then over to Bangor Highway in West Valley, you're soon to see lots of traffic between 35th South and the 201 freeway. And then down in Utah County, southbound I-15, some people slowing down. We do have some UHP on the shoulder, so people are slowing down. You're going to see a little bit of bumper action in that area. But other than that, things are looking good, Steve.
Westbound 5th South packed in past Rice-Eccles Stadium down to 13th East. We have more backups on the 201. This is westbound between 5600 and 7200 West. Wide open speeds on southbound I-15 from downtown out to the point. Northbound I-15 starting to get just a bit thick there through Draper at 123rd South and into downtown at the Spaghetti Bowl at 21st South to 9th South. The Salt Lake Tribune Home and Garden Show presented by Biograss March 6th through the 8th at the Mountain America Expo Center. For more information and discount tickets, go to SaltLakeTribuneHomeShow.com. Steve Carlson in the KSL Traffic Center.
Oh, let's check the 7-day forecast. Kevin Eubank is here. I mean, I see a forecast that says Wednesday, so there's well, whatever. Saturday, what?
Whoa, back up. Repeat what you just said. I want to hear that technically.
Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, whatever. Saturday, look at Saturday.
Look at you jumping ahead. Hey, just enjoy the sunshine on the way. Today, upper 30s to near 40. Tomorrow, sunny and 45. 49 sunny on Thursday, 53 mostly sunny on Friday, and on Saturday, 58, partly cloudy, little south wind in the afternoon ahead of a storm that'll come in Sunday. Sunday storm will be rain mixing with some snow, but I'm telling you, near 60 on Saturday. I can see why you pulled that one out of the 7-day to celebrate.
Sure, but what about Sunday? Any accumulation with that?
There's a chance at the tail end of that Sunday night for an inch or two in the valleys, but it looks like most of it will be rain at the beginning and then a quick change over to snow, so not a big storm at all.
38 degrees right now. Thank you, Kevin. KSL News Time 423.
You know, they say the older you get, the more you need your teeth. Well, I don't know if that's true or not, but the last I was told, chewing your food wasn't a luxury. And a bite out of a big, juicy, delicious apple, well, it takes your teeth. But have you seen the price of a crown lately? Well, not at Grandpa's Dental. You see, at Grandpa's Dental, they have over 25 years of combined experience under their belt and the latest technology everywhere you look. Crowns start at only $3.99. Need an implant for that crown? Buy one for $12.99 and get the crown for free. Dentures, upper or lower, start at just $3.79. How do they do that? Well, their in-house membership plan, and everything is American-made. So if you like to have your apple and eat it too, enjoy a free patient exam at Grandpa's Dental in Orem or Murray. making sure folks have their teeth into their golden years. That's Grandpa's Dental. They never let a smile go to waste. Visit grandpasdental.com.
When local news breaks, we'll text you. Just sign up with the Utah Community Credit Union KSL text line. All you have to do is text the word news to 57500 right now.
If lawmakers get their way, taxes on groceries will go up almost triple.
It's the most contentious issue, you paying more when you go to the grocery store.
That's why Jeff Birmingham joined tens of thousands of Utahns to turn back the hurtful tax on our families.
I'm Jeff Birmingham. When the politicians tried to pass a massive tax on our food, I was proud to stand with the people and be a leader in the fight to stop them. As governor, I'll always put taxpayers first because you have a right to know how your tax dollars are spent. I'll make our state government more transparent and more accountable so we can track every penny. Because it's not the politicians' money, it's your money.
Jeff Birmingham, conservative Republican, job creator, tax fighter. Jeff Birmingham for governor. Leadership that works for you.
Paid for by Birmingham for governor.
We're watching Utah's money. Another painful day on Wall Street. The threat of a global pandemic sent the Dow sprawling to another huge loss. White House economic advisor Larry Kudlow says it's no big deal.
Our economy's in good shape. This virus won't last forever. We have contained it.
Nonetheless, the Dow tumbled 878 points, down almost 7% over the last 2 days. The S&P 500 fell 94. The Nasdaq gave up 255 points. KSL News Time, 426. Todd is here. What is this? Everybody saying, what? You didn't know, Jeff? There's going to be a senior bachelor on ABC.
On last night's episode of The Bachelor, they said it was seeking unattached men and women over 65 years to participate in a spinoff for senior citizens. Perhaps welcome to Less Woke TV. And they're looking for contestants now. I think this is great. I mean, the reality of people on The Bachelor right now is that they're too hot to actually be lonely. These are people who actually need it.
Did they give any more details about what the show is going
to
be?
No. We don't have a name for the show. To apply, you're just supposed to go to seniordatingshow.castingcrane.com. That's all the details we have
they,
right now.
They don't say when it's going to be on TV.
No. But in the works currently, I don't know if you knew this, probably not, but The Bachelor, Listen to Your Heart is supposed to be a mix between The Bachelor and A Star is Born, like for musicians who fall in love.
I have heard about that
songs.
One. Just more TV to avoid for me. KSL News Time, 427.